The catalyst of change is coming to Mozambique. The gospel answers substance abuse issues in Russia, and East Africa is the target of a new advance. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hi, I'm Greg Yoder. Mozambique will reverse the increase in the price of bread that sparked deadly riots at the beginning of September. In a way, the riots are part of the rebuilding process endured since the end of the Civil War in 1992. Hardship births hearty souls. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says,
"The riots bring about millions of dollars of damage, and people are caught up in this. But I honestly think because of the Civil War and all the tough times that the Christians have had in that country, they're going to do just fine. They are simply trusting God to provide what they need."
The situation also gave him a bead on the spiritual pulse of the country.
"There's such a tremendous hunger and thirst for God's Word. They're coming because they recognize it as a source of ultimate comfort. And coming to know Jesus Christ as Savior really resonates with them right now."
ASM is getting ready to build a recording facility in Shai Shai next to the Bible College. Keep praying for open doors, funding, and the advance of Christ. There are more details at our website. Next, about 100,000 people in Russia die every year because of drug abuse. HIV/AIDS infections are increasing. Many young people are hopeless. President of One Hope, Rob Hoskins, just returned from Russia. He says,
"The answer is to plant healthy churches across the country."
One Hope is partnering with Pastor Edward Grabovenko, who's already planted some 600 churches in Russia.
"They have just embarked on a vision to reach these unreached parts of Russia where the most desperate situations are, and they have a vision to plant 1,600 new churches."
Pastor Grabovenko plans to reach out to 15,000 people a year. Hoskins says One Hope is committing to resource their work.
"To provide gospel portions, the books of hope for the children and young people, to show the God-man film to children and young people, to bring them the hope of Jesus in the midst of their pain and their suffering and their chaos of addiction and abuse."
$100 can help 300 kids receive the gospel. We'll connect you at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Well, for the past 2 days, we've been talking about the victims of the U.S. sex trade, but who are the perpetrators? International Justice Mission President Gary Haugen says traffickers come from every demographic. They usually don't believe they'll be caught, and most often,
the two common factors you're going to be able to rely upon regularly, greed and a capacity for violence.
Haugen says it's an issue of the heart. Only when traffickers are caught can they hope to understand Christ's love. Catching traffickers will mean a change in many state laws. Investigate your state laws today and help and pray
that they would turn from being agents of evil and actually see the glory and goodness of being actually agents of love in the world. That's a fantastic and almost unimaginable transformation. But I think that's precisely the scandalous business that Christ is in the world.
Meanwhile, Kenya is rich with resources. Global Advance Ministry teams are mobilizing those for evangelism in the unreached parts of East Africa. In fact, they just sponsored two conferences in the Northeast that concentrated on pastors who are serving in areas that are nearly all Muslim. In one area, there are only 20 pastors and churches in the whole city. Well, after a time of encouragement, resourcing, and training, they'll be strategically positioned to reach Somalia. And Gospel for Asia-supported missionary Samuel may be released from prison soon. Samuel, who's been held in a Jharkhand prison since 2004, was accused of being a member of the Nexalite rebel group. The court determined there wasn't enough evidence. While that decision was made last month, Pastor Samuel remains in prison. Final hearing date on his release hasn't been set. Pastor Samuel has led prisoners to Christ and is holding two weekly worship services in prison. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, just go to our website, or you can call us to 1-800-995-4828. Now you can receive MNN Daily e-blasts, and it's free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and a lot more. Go to missionnetworknews.org, look on the left, type in your email address, and it's yours. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.